This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Radio 92.9 The Game.
The home for our Falcons.
10-5! Touchdown, Atlanta!
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Sorry I had to let that music ride out. I was looking for headphones the last minute. I couldn't find any, but I got some now. But hope you all are doing well. It is a happy get over the hump day Wednesday here, live in the Kia Studios again with your boy, Dylan Matthews. It is the Hometown Take. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night, Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Salute to y'all. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, we're starting to turn the page, people. It's time to turn the page. It's Turn the Page Wednesday. That's what we're going to start calling Wednesday as well, because obviously we have been trying to explain and get over. I don't know if we've been necessarily trying to rationalize, but we've been talking a lot about the Falcons lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday, and frankly, I'm ready to turn the page. I don't want to spend any more time on the Buccaneers loss. I want to be like Arthur Smith. I don't want to dwell on this loss anymore because, again, at the end of the day, the Atlanta Falcons still are in position to win the division. They could even take a wild card spot. Now, we want to win the division. That's the main goal. But they have a chance either way to make the playoffs, either via the division or an NFC wild card spot. So, with that being said, let's talk more about how we can now get that done and how we proceed with continuing to accomplish that goal. And step one is beating the Carolina Panthers on Sunday and not letting them get any sort of momentum. Don't make them feel good. You need to keep them down in the basement of the NFC South. Obviously, the Carolina Panthers at, 1-13 right now? They need to be 1-14 after the Atlanta Falcons are finished with them. But I will say this. The Carolina Panthers do present a couple of challenges. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and say that they're going to be the toughest game in the world for the Atlanta Falcons, because that's just not accurate. And they're 1-12, by the way, not 1-13. But they need to be 1-13 by the time the Falcons are done with them. But again, getting back to the point of the Panthers do present some challenges. What are those challenges? Well, they do have a very stout front seven. They have been dealing with some injuries, obviously, but Derrick Brown, Brian Burns, problems. Big, big problems on the defensive side for the Carolina Panthers. And, I mean, Derrick Brown has been absolutely eating Chris Lindstrom's breakfast, lunch, and dinner since they've been playing each other. And hopefully, one, Chris Lindstrom can play. He should be able to play again. He did exit the game for some time this past Sunday against the Bucks, but he was able to return and finish out the game. So that is a good sign that he should be able to play on Sunday. Now, as far as Caleb McGarry, Drew Dahlman, Jake Matthews, we're going to have to see. Jake Matthews, he had an ankle sprain. Drew Dahlman, I'm not sure. I had to look at the injury report and see what happened to Drew Dahlman. And then Caleb McGarry, I believe he's out with an he has been dealing with ankle. He missed last game. He didn't play at all last game. And we knew he was going to be out before the game even started, obviously. So hopefully, first and foremost, you have your offensive linebacker. It'd be nice to have all five guys. You've had the luxury of having all five guys besides what now? One game? And hopefully it doesn't have to be any more than one game where you're missing some of those guys on the offensive line. Especially, again, this game, because Brian Burns, Derrick Brown, their problems, their issues. They can wreak havoc in the backfield, and they were definitely a problem in week one when the Falcons met up with the Panthers in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So hopefully we can find a way to take away, neutralize Derrick Brown, Brian Burns. That's first and foremost when it comes to the Carolina Panthers. To me, that's the number one problem they present, their front seven, especially Derrick Brown and Brian Burns. So obviously they know the Falcons are going to want to run the football. They're going to try and take that away because, again, I and you know that Desmond Ridder has it in him to air it out, but until he starts doing it on a more consistent basis and still he starts shredding teams for 350 or 300 or even 275 with, you know, two touchdowns and no interceptions or no type of turnovers, teams are going to take away the run first and make Desmond Ridder beat them with his arm. That's going to be the game plan for opposing defenses until, again, Desmond Ridder gets a little bit more consistent beating the opposition through the air. And that's fine. I know Desmond Ridder has that in him. And look, he definitely made some mistakes on Sunday, but he did have one of his better games. Maybe possibly even his best game. Not sure. But the Panthers are going to try and take away the run first and foremost with Derrick Brown and Brian Burns. So hopefully we have all five offensive linemen so we can feel a little bit better about how we can block up front in the passing game and in the run game. Now, that's not to throw any shade at Ryan Noozle or Storm Norton or Tyler Vrabel. Those guys did a serviceable job, some more than others, but I'm going to leave that where it is. But some of those guys as a collective unit, I'll say that, did a serviceable job filling in for Jake Matthews, Drew Dahlman, and Caleb McGarry. So hopefully we can either have those guys have another solid game or we can get hopefully our five guys back healthy and have our offensive line that, again, we've had most of the season, really all season except one game. So that's on the defensive side for the Carolina Panthers. What about on the offensive side? Well, we know they have been struggling blocking anybody on the offensive side of the football for the Panthers. So hopefully, Arnold Ebiketie, Bud Dupree, they can get some more sacks and they can get close to that 10-sack mark. Right now, Arnold Ebiketie sitting at 5.5, the team leader. Bud Dupree sitting at 5, right behind Arnold Ebiketie. So hopefully we can add some sacks to that tally for those two gentlemen, or just in general. Sacks in general is great. Doesn't have to be just from those two guys. Anybody on the Falcons defensive line can get a sack as far as I'm concerned. But that, to me, is where the Falcons probably have their main advantage. Now, wide receiver-wise, you got Adam Thielen. They really don't have too many more weapons. I mean, you take a look at the Carolina Panthers roster offensively, and nothing really scares me. I mean, it just is what it is. They just do not have a lot of weapons for Bryce Young right now. Yeah, they got Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders is a really good running back, but I think we have started to figure out that, well, let me say this first. To the defense of Miles Sanders, it's hard to run by an offensive line that's not really good at run blocking or pass blocking or any type of blocking. And this Panthers offensive line is just not that good. No shade, just truth. So, obviously, with the struggles of the offensive line for the Carolina Panthers this season, Miles Sanders wasn't going to have a great year. And I was going to say it kind of showed that Miles Sanders isn't a back that can take over a game. He's not a Christian McCaffrey or anybody like that, which he's not, but you do have to point out the fact that he's not even working with necessarily an average offensive line. I would call the Carolina Panthers offensive line below average. So with that, obviously his numbers from what he's done in the past with Philly have dropped to what he's doing now in Carolina. So you do have to add the context in there. But getting back to their offensive weapons, again, Miles Sanders, they got Terrence Marshall Jr., Jonathan Mingo, the rookie, Adam Thielen, Hayden Hurst, the former Falcon. But again, just not any real guys that scare you. Chenault, he's had some fairly good games against Falcons. DJ Chark, but again, these guys really just don't scare you. And if you look at their injury report right now, Hayden Hurst is questionable for the game. So is the other tight end, Ian Thomas. And right now they have a defensive tackle, Deshaun Williams, and Justin McCray. They're all listed as questionable for Sunday's game thus far. So obviously we'll keep you updated on the injury report that way. But yeah, I'm just not overly worried about the Carolina Panthers now. The Falcons definitely need to take this game seriously because at this point, you don't have to win out, but you got to go 3-1, in my opinion. The only game at this point that I think you can afford to lose is the Colts game. And you really don't want to lose that game because it's at home. So that's why I'm like, you kind of want to win out. Got obviously the Panthers in Carolina this weekend. Then next Sunday, Christmas Eve, you have the Colts at home. Then on New Year's Eve, you got the Bears on the road in Chicago. And then to close out the season, you're on the road in New Orleans. So all very, very winnable games. You've already beat the Panthers. You've already beat the Saints. And you feel pretty good about the Colts and the Bears, especially the Bears. The Colts, they've been playing well as of late at 7-6. But again, a team you, in my opinion, should beat, can beat, and hopefully will beat. But going back to the Panthers, I do want to let you hear from Arthur Smith because he talked about taking on the Carolina Panthers. And as usual, Arthur Smith gives, you know, the opposition there just doing their respect. But here's Arthur Smith talking about taking on the Carolina Panthers this Sunday.
I feel pretty good about the way they ran the ball yesterday. And obviously, looking at some of the things that they hurt us yesterday, that would be something we've got to shut down. You know, they kind of changed a little bit the style. You know, from what they were doing Buddy. Defensively, they were playing solid. I think they're bound. If there was anybody inside, we got to block him. That'll start there. We got to work cut out for us. It's the NFL. We all know that. This is what happens. I mean, this is the most important game of the season. So we'll be here to make sure we play really well.
Definitely got to go out there, play well, because as you heard Coach Smith say there, this is definitely the most important part of their season thus far. So hopefully the Falcons can get a dub, and we'll continue to preview this matchup as we move along throughout the back half of the week. But when we come back 5 minutes from now, the transfer portal is continuing to get hot. But for a Georgia quarterback, a Georgia quarterback recruit, could he be on the flip? Could he be on the move? Could he be somewhere else? You already know who I'm talking about. We'll get into it. We'll react to it. And I'll give you my thoughts on the possible flipping of Dylan Raiola. We'll talk about that and some quarterbacks that have made their decisions as far as where they're going to transfer. They've been in the transfer portal. Where have they landed? Where have they committed to? We'll get into that next as well. It's all happening 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers, all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders. Shout out to all my early gym goers. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. And shout out to my people listening in the bed right now as well, we got some college football to get into because we all have been hearing about it. We all have been talking about it, giving our commentary on it. Dylan Raiola, could he be flipping his commitment from Georgia to Nebraska? Well, I will say this. I know Rusty Manziel was on the Steakhouse yesterday. And now, was that? Daddy, was that yesterday? That was yesterday. Okay, cool. Shout out to my guy, Daddy, behind the glass. Also, executive producer of the Steakhouse, so I know I can look to him for all my steakhouse needs. But he was on the Steakhouse yesterday, and he was straight up with it. Very, very straight up with it. He said, look, Dylan Raiola was originally scheduled and supposed to be at UGA for bowl practice. Now, instead, he's going to take a official visit to Nebraska. Then he said, that tells you all you need to know. When a guy is originally supposed to be at practice for another team, but instead is going to visit a different team, the writing is on the wall, underlined, in bold, as much as it can be without just flat out saying it. So, is there a chance that Dylan Raiola goes to his official visit and is like, I think I'm good in Athens. Is there a chance that happens? Yes. Do I anticipate that happening? No. We all have talked about what? His uncle is on the coaching staff, just got a raise, $200,000, I believe. Yeah, I don't think Dylan Raiola is coming back from Lincoln. Don't think that's happening. So we'll see. But it seems like Dylan Raiola is probably going to be a Cornhusker. He's going to be over there with the Fighting John Frickies, which, again, is fine. Georgia, obviously, just fine in the quarterback area, especially if they get Carson Beck back, and Carson Beck has not made any official decision. The feel around that situation is that Carson Beck is still going to return to Georgia for one more season. So either way, Georgia will be fine. And obviously, too, Ryan Pugs-Luxey, he's going to be in the mix as well. He's already pretty much signed, sealed, and delivered to Georgia. I think he's going to be at their bowl practice, I believe. So, look, Georgia's going to be just fine. Obviously, missing out on a kid like Dylan Raiola, you aren't necessarily cheering about. You're not necessarily happy about it. But I don't think Georgia fans should be wallowing in any sorrows or upset at work. I don't think you should let it affect your day at all. You just kind of like, oh, okay, it is what it is. We'll move on. Keep pushing. So there's really the only thing to say about it. And I saw Dan Orlovsky. I don't know why I couldn't pronounce his name there for a second. I actually saw him post on X talking about these two guys. And I will read you that here in just a moment because I did think his his comments on it were interesting. So I'll read you that here momentarily, but here it is, actually. He said, this was on X, he posted this 14 hours ago. He said, I know both these kids. Dylan is about as raw, talented, God-gifted, pure thrower of the football as I've ever seen, raised in the game. Mays, he said Mays, but I know he meant made of the right stuff mentally. Ryan is a thoroughbred stallion, twitched up and powerful. He's the you see me and a bear in a fight, pray for the bear kind of kid, which I like that. Hey, pray for the bear. You should see the other guy. And then he also went on to say, talking about Ryan, think highly of both, and if they both end up at UGA, don't think either backs down to the competition. So there you have it. Dan Orlovsky. He signs off on both, and obviously he's former NFL quarterback, and even though he wasn't great as a NFL quarterback himself, no shade, just truth, he knows his stuff and is very knowledgeable about the game, obviously, as a former quarterback. So that has to make a Georgia fan feel good. Either way, again, Georgia will be fine, especially if Carson Beck comes back. It'll be all good. No need to trip. Wish nothing but success to Dylan if he does decide to go to Nebraska as a, you know, guy named Dylan who also spells it D-Y-L-A-N. I wish he would, you know, stay here at Georgia. Be another Dylan that, you know, roots for and cheers on the Georgia fans, but it is what it is. He's got to do what's best for him. He has obviously a lot of ties to Nebraska. His uncle, again, as we talked about earlier, being on the coaching staff. Dad played at Nebraska, also played in the NFL. So, again, at this point, it is what it is. We'll see what his decision ends up being, but either way it goes. Georgia fans, no panic. Don't be upset at work about it. Don't trip. Don't let it ruin your day. At this point, just brush it off your shoulders, keep it pushing, and it is what it is. All right, we have some other college football news to get into here. Final few minutes of this segment. Some quarterbacks, some highly touted quarterbacks who were in the transfer portal have made decisions. One is taking a visit. Former Duke quarterback Riley Leonard, he's going to Notre Dame. And that was really Notre Dame's top guy. That was the guy they really wanted, the guy they thought would really fit the system. And Riley Leonard announced on social media yesterday that he is committed to the Fighting Irish. Riley will be able to play immediately for the Irish next season, and he is expected to be the starter. It is his final year of eligibility next year, this upcoming year. And Leonard emerged as one of the top players and quarterbacks in the portal after back-to-back strong seasons at Duke, obviously, and he's led the Blue Devils to a pair of high-end bowl games and seasons these back-to-back years. So Riley Leonard going to Notre Dame, that just feels like a solid fit all around. Seems like Riley Leonard really wanted to go to Notre Dame, and Notre Dame really wanted Riley Leonard. So that seems like a good fit all the way around there. So he is going to Duke. He is leaving Duke and going to Notre Dame. Former Miami quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, he's going to Wisconsin. Shout out to Wisconsin, actually. If you don't know this, two of my cousins, they're brother and sister. So one of my aunt's kids, they both actually went to Wisconsin. And the guy cousin, okay, there's a girl and a guy cousin, like I said, brother and sister. He played football at Wisconsin, Cade Green. Now, he dealt with some injuries. He didn't really get to play too much. He was a wide receiver, but never really got to see the field too much, unfortunately, at wide receiver because of injuries. He did play some special teams, but he had to, unfortunately, medically retire. He's fine. He's not down bad or anything. He's good. He just had one too many injuries, and he wanted to medically retire. So he's all fine, though. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him. And my other cousin, his sister, Gabby, shout out to Gigi one time for the one time, she actually just got done playing soccer at Wisconsin. She's about to start grad school, or I think she might have already started grad school. I think she graduated. But either way it goes, she played 4 or 5 years there at Wisconsin. I think she actually played 5 years. So she played soccer there and went on some good runs with that women's soccer team over there in Wisconsin. She was a defender. So I got some personal ties to Wisconsin. But back on track here, former Miami quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, a 3-year starter, obviously, for Miami. He is set to transfer to Wisconsin. He announced that yesterday. And Van Dyke, he was the 2021 ACC Rookie of the Year, if you remember. And he recently visited Wisconsin. And that obviously went well, that visit, as now he's going to head over to Wisconsin for the 2024 season. And he had a little bit of a bumpy year in 2022, but this past year completed a career high, 65.8% of his passes, threw for 2,703 yards, 19 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, and he was in the transfer portal since November 28th. And now he is out, and he is ready to ball out with the Badgers. So, former Miami quarterback Tyler Van Dyke transferring to Wisconsin, and one of the now top transfer QBs left in the portal, DJ Uiagalelei, he is taking a visit to Florida State. And he could be possibly on the move to Florida State. He's been in communication with FSU's coaches since entering the portal, and this is going to be the opportunity for both sides to possibly further build their relationship. So he told ESPN yesterday that he's going to visit Florida State this weekend, and obviously he spent a year at Oregon State last year after coming in with Clemson. Obviously spent a year as the Clemson starter after Trevor Lawrence left. So DJ Uiagalelei taking a trip to Florida State this weekend, and he actually had some thoughts about it, and he said, quote, "I've had the quarterback coach come out and see me last week in person." He also said he came out to my house, this is a quote, "He came out to my house in Oregon and did a home visit with me. He's a cool guy. I like him a lot. The biggest thing is I just want to go out there and talk ball. Football is the biggest thing for me. I just want to go there and talk ball and see what they see. I'm excited about it." So he's excited about his visit to Florida State. Obviously, the Seminoles just missed a college football playoff berth, finishing at number 5, undefeated ACC champions. And DJ Uiagalelei thinks he can take them to the next step, which, you know, with the 12-team playoff next year, hopefully, you know, the Noles should be able to get in and get in the dance and see what happens there. And maybe it'll be under the direction of DJ Uiagalelei. That is a tough last name to say, so I'm going to stop saying it now. All right. 5 minutes from now, when we come back, we got to get into some more NFL news, because the quarterbacks, the starter quarterbacks, the franchise quarterbacks, they just continue to drop like flies. Another one has bit in the dust. We'll talk about it next. And it actually impacts my fantasy team a little bit, so we'll tie it all in together. We'll do it in 5 minutes here, right in the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios on a happy Get Over the Home Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. We're at the midway point, y'all. Halfway through the week, almost to the weekend. And don't look now, but we're that much closer to a little holiday break as well. I'm sure all of you have some time off planned for the holidays. You got an automatic long weekend, I'm sure, if you have Christmas off, if you're fortunate enough to have Christmas off. If you work on Christmas, though, biggest salute to you. I've had to work a couple of Christmases myself. So if you had to work on Christmas, big salute to you because it's not an easy thing to do. Obviously, you want to be with your family and have that fellowship, but you got to go to work and make that money, too, so you can buy some Christmas presents, you feel me? But either way it goes, you're almost through the week, so make sure you finish strong. Have a good day today and finish out the rest of the week strong, just like we're going to finish out this show strong because we're going to get into some NFL news right now. Justin Herbert, man, another one bites the dust, another franchise QB, another starting quarterback has gone down, and not only gone down, but gone down for the rest of the year. Adam Schefter announced it first, and now the Chargers have officially confirmed it. Justin Herbert is out for the remainder of the year. The Chargers have already placed him on IR, and he has underwent surgery on his right index finger, which he fractured this past Sunday in the game against, who were they playing? Were they playing the Raiders? Yeah. They're playing the Raiders. They play the Broncos. They play the Raiders tomorrow, actually, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, by the way. But, yeah, so Justin Herbert's done. Easton Stick is going to start for the Chargers tomorrow when they take on the Raiders. They added TCU quarterback, who we're all a little familiar with, Max Duggan. They added him to the 53-man roster, so he'll be the backup behind Easton Stick. Obviously, Duggan, the guy who played quarterback for TCU in the national championship game last year when Georgia put a little whooping on the Horned Frogs, but this is just crazy. I mean, I think we can officially say now, can we all officially agree that this season has been the worst season for starting quarterbacks getting injured, franchise quarterbacks getting injured and having to miss most of the year. Justin Herbert, it is on the back end of the season. I will say that, but still, the Chargers were trying to make the playoffs. They were trying to make a playoff push, and now it's going to be not impossible, but obviously it's going to be harder to do because let's keep it a buck. Call a spade a spade. Easton Stick is not Justin Herbert, as far as we know. Maybe he goes out there and balls out. Hopefully. The Chargers would love that, obviously, too. But this has just been a tough year for quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, obviously. I don't know how Derek Carr hasn't been out yet. I mean, dude has gotten almost, it seems like, every injury in the book, but he keeps bouncing back. CJ Stroud now, he got injured. He had a head injury last week as well. Justin Herbert. Trevor Lawrence almost got knocked out of a game, but he was able to play, thank goodness. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on. So it has been a tough, tough year for quarterbacks just getting injured, having to miss time, having to miss full seasons. So hopefully the injury bug can stop biting the quarterbacks because it's been pretty, pretty rough this year. But this does tie into my fantasy team. Obviously, the Chargers with Justin Herbert, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler. I don't have Herbert on any of my fantasy teams. Well, and let me actually tell this story really quickly here. We have a couple of minutes. Shout out to one of my guys. He actually used to work here, Thomas Mott. I'm in his fantasy football league, and there was a scenario that I could still make the playoffs, and that scenario played out. I'll give you what the scenario was. So he had to lose. I had to beat the number one team in the league in order for me to make the playoffs. And I won. I somehow beat the best dude in the league. I had great efforts from Debo and other guys as well. So I made the playoffs at 6-8, and I'm feeling obviously pretty good about that. The only problem is I'm the last seed. I'm the 8th seed, and I have to beat the number one team in the league again. I got to beat his team again, so hopefully I can take him down in back-to-back weeks. But I bring all that up because in my other league where I'm actually the number one seed in, 11-3, you know, I'm good like that. But anywho, I have Austin Eckler and Keenan Allen. So to bring it all back, I hope there ain't too much of a fall off, you know what I'm saying? I think Austin Eckler should be fine being a running back. I think they'll probably end up handing the ball off to him more with this injury possibly. But I hope there's not too much of a fall off with Keenan Allen. So we're going to see. Luckily, I have a bye this week because I'm the number one seed. And I'll be able to kind of gauge what's popping and see, you know, if I need to make something shake or not. Because I do have Garrett Wilson on my bench now, you know. With the quarterback situation in New York, that's not necessarily a great play for me. But if, you know, I need to make that move, I can break glass and make that move. I also have Tyler Boyd on my bench too. So I got options. But I would rather have Keenan Allen in there if I know there's not going to be any substantial fall off between Easton Stick and Justin Herbert throwing him the ball or trying to get him the ball. So we'll see. But again, these quarterback injuries have just been absolutely rough. Speaking of fantasy football, I had Kirk Cousins in one of my leagues. The league I actually was just talking about where I made the playoffs at 6-8. He was my quarterback. Then he got hurt. But luckily, Matthew Stafford has stepped up these past few weeks to help me get into the postseason. But yeah, these injuries have just been very, very rough for the quarterbacks this year. And look, it seems like we are really getting to a point where you have to have a guy that you really, really believe can win you some games at backup quarterback. So we'll see what happens. Nick Mullins, by the way, in some other NFL news, speaking of quarterbacks, he's going to start for the Minnesota Vikings. He came in relief of Josh Dobbs this past Sunday. That I think the Josh Dobbs experiment is officially over. You know, him and Jaren Hall were kind of going back and forth, it seems like. But now Nick Mullins, who's a little bit more proven of a backup, And I think a little bit better of a skill set than Josh Dobbs. He's come off injured reserve. And again, he got a little bit of action last week when he came in for Josh Dobbs after Dobbs got benched. So Mullins is going to start for the Vikings. So the Vikings are now on their fourth starting quarterback. Kirk Cousins, Jaren Hall, Josh Dobbs, and Nick Mullins now are all going to make starts for the Minnesota Vikings this year. So, again, if you're an NFL team, you really, really want to get yourself a good number two, because we've seen it this year. If you don't, it can come back and hurt you. So that is my time this morning. We got one more bit of business to handle, though. When we come back, you already know what's popping. We got to hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday edition of the morning shift. So we'll close things out in the Hometown Take, hand things off to them, and we'll keep it pushing. And we'll continue to get through the week, just like I hope you all will do the same. All right, that's coming up next. Wrapping things up on the Hometown Take, handing things off to the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. We're at the midway point, y'all. Halfway through the week, almost to the weekend. And don't look now, but we're that much closer to a little holiday break as well. I'm sure all of you have some time off planned for the holidays. You got an automatic long weekend, I'm sure, if you have Christmas off, if you're fortunate enough to have Christmas off. If you work on Christmas, though, biggest salute to you. I've had to work a couple of Christmases myself. So if you had to work on Christmas, big salute to you because it's not an easy thing to do. Obviously, you want to be with your family and have that fellowship, but you got to go to work and make that money, too, so you can buy some Christmas presents, you feel me? But either way it goes, you're almost through the week, so make sure you finish strong. Have a good day today and finish out the rest of the week strong, just like we're going to finish out this show strong because we're going to get into some NFL news right now. Justin Herbert, man, oh, man, oh, man, another one bites the dust, another franchise QB, another starting quarterback has gone down, and not only gone down, but gone down for the rest of the year. Adam Schefter announced it first, and now the Chargers have officially confirmed it. Justin Herbert is out for the remainder of the year. The Chargers have already placed him on IR, and he has underwent surgery on his right index finger, which he fractured this past Sunday in the game against, who were they playing? Were they playing the Raiders? Yeah. They're playing the Raiders. They play the Broncos. They play the Raiders tomorrow, actually, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, by the way. But, yeah, so Justin Herbert's done. Easton Stick is going to start for the Chargers tomorrow when they take on the Raiders. They added TCU quarterback, who we're all a little familiar with, Max Duggan. They added him to the 53-man roster, so he'll be the backup behind Easton Stick. Obviously, Duggan, the guy who played quarterback for TCU in the national championship game last year when Georgia put a little whooping on the Horned Frogs, but this is just crazy. I mean, I think we can officially say now, can we all officially agree that this season has been the worst season for starting quarterbacks getting injured, franchise quarterbacks getting injured and having to miss most of the year? Justin Herbert, it is on the back end of the season, I will say that, but still, the Chargers were trying to make the playoffs. They were trying to make a playoff push, and now it's going to be not impossible, but obviously it's going to be harder to do because let's keep it a buck, call a spade a spade. Easton Stick is not Justin Herbert, as far as we know. Maybe he goes out there and balls out. Hopefully. The Chargers would love that, obviously, too. But this has just been a tough year for quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, obviously. I don't know how Derek Carr hasn't been out yet. I mean, dude has gotten almost, it seems like, every injury in the book, but he keeps bouncing back. CJ Stroud now, he got injured. He had a head injury last week as well. Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence almost got knocked out of a game, but he was able to play, thank goodness. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on. So it has been a tough, tough year for quarterbacks just getting injured, having to miss time, having to miss full seasons. So hopefully the injury bug can stop biting the quarterbacks because it's been pretty, pretty rough this year. But this does tie into my fantasy team. Obviously, the Chargers with Justin Herbert, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler. I don't have Herbert on any of my fantasy teams. Well, and let me actually tell this story really quickly here. We have a couple of minutes. Shout out to one of my guys, he actually used to work here, Thomas Mott. I'm in his fantasy football league, and there was a scenario that I could still make the playoffs, and that scenario played out. I'll give you what the scenario was. So he had to lose. I had to beat the number one team in the league in order for me to make the playoffs. And I won. I somehow beat the best dude in the league. I had great efforts from Debo and other guys as well. So I made the playoffs at 6-8. And I'm feeling obviously pretty good about that. The only problem is I'm the last seed. I'm the 8th seed. And I have to beat the number one team in the league again. I got to beat his team again. So hopefully I can take him down in back-to-back weeks. But I bring all that up because in my other league where I'm actually the number one seed in, 11-3, you know, I'm good like that. But anywho, I have Austin Eckler and Keenan Allen. So to bring it all back, I hope there ain't too much of a fall off, you know what I'm saying? I think Austin Eckler should be fine being a running back. I think they'll probably end up handing the ball off to him more with this injury, possibly. But I hope there's not too much of a fall off with Keenan Allen. So we're going to see. Luckily, I have a bye this week because I'm the number one seed, and I'll be able to kind of gauge what's popping and see, you know, if I need to make something shake or not, because I do have Garrett Wilson on my bench now, you know. With the quarterback situation in New York, that's not necessarily a great play for me, but if, you know, I need to make that move, I can break glass and make that move. I also have Tyler Boyd on my bench too, so I got options. But I would rather have Keenan Allen in there if I know there's not going to be any substantial fall off between Easton Stick and Justin Herbert throwing him the ball or trying to get him the ball. So we'll see. But again, these quarterback injuries have just been absolutely rough. Speaking of fantasy football, I had Kirk Cousins in one of my leagues. The league I actually was just talking about where I made the playoffs at 6-8. He was my quarterback. Then he got hurt. But luckily, Matthew Stafford has stepped up these past few weeks to help me get into the postseason. But yeah, these injuries have just been very, very rough for the quarterbacks this year. And look, it seems like we are really getting to a point where you have to have a guy that you really, really believe can win you some games at backup quarterback. So we'll see what happens. Nick Mullins, by the way, in some other NFL news, speaking of quarterbacks, he's going to start for the Minnesota Vikings. He came in relief of Josh Dobbs this past Sunday. That I think the Josh Dobbs experiment is officially over. You know, him and Jaren Hall were kind of going back and forth, it seems like. But now Nick Mullins, who's a little bit more proven of a backup, and I think a little bit better of a skill set than Josh Dobbs, he's come off injured reserve. And again, he got a little bit of action last week when he came in for Josh Dobbs after Dobbs got benched. So Mullins is going to start for the Vikings. So the Vikings are now on their fourth starting quarterback. Kirk Cousins, Jaren Hall, Josh Dobbs, and Nick Mullins now are all going to make starts for the Minnesota Vikings this year. So, again, if you're an NFL team, you really, really want to get yourself a good number two because we've seen it this year. If you don't, it can come back and hurt you. So that is my time this morning. We got one more bit of business to handle, though. When we come back, you already know what's popping. We got to hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday edition of the morning shift. So we'll close things out in the hometown take, hand things off to them, and we'll keep it pushing. And we'll continue to get through the week, just like I hope you all will do the same. All right, that's coming up next. Wrapping things up on the hometown take, handing things off to the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.